Chris Watkin here, and I'm with Andrew Rees, who is PropTech Royalty from Australia, and you're the CEO of Inspect Real Estate. But we're not here to talk about your product today. I'm here to talk about how you as a agent systemize your letting agency to be detail-orientated, precise, with structure to get the best out of your next. So I want to find out how the hell, this is my question, how do you employ great lettings negs and managers to grow your business and be a successful letting agent? Talk to me.
I suppose the first thing is that when I first kicked off, I just did what the rest of the industry did, and that is we put on a property manager. Her name was Kimberly. We tried to put down as many properties down her throat and pay her the littlest amount that we possibly could. Now, we got really bad outcomes. In other words, she didn't care about the rent that she collected. She didn't care about outstanding maintenance. Nothing changed. So we set a goal to try to get to 10,000 properties under management. So I needed to come up with a system that we could scale. And I looked at why I left my old boss, and I was an accountant, and I left him because no matter how many tax returns I did, I got paid the exact amount of money. So when I thought, all right, as an employer, why are my property managers going to try to excel? I thought, how about I pay them a percentage of the management fees they generate? So,
okay. So in essence, the first one is pay. So you give them a decent salary.
No, it's not necessarily a decent salary, because they get to choose the number that they want to look after and the money that they get paid.
Okay, so what would an average lettings manager, when you say look after, so let's talk about the business they have already, the properties under management. What would you expect a typical lettings manager to look after?
Okay, so when they first start with us, they started on zero properties and we paid them the award, which was $45,000 Australian dollars.
Which in English money is about 25 grand.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yes. And so therefore they needed to then grow their portfolio with my support, helping them generate leads and growth up to 100, where at that point 30% of the fees would then cover their $45,000, so they're paying for themselves. Then they kept going to whatever number that they wanted to achieve on that percentage. And so Milton actually worked for me at ProRentals under that exact system. So when he first started, his goal was to try to get to 100 properties, and therefore he covered himself. And then he then chose the number that he wanted to look after.
So, okay. In the UK, you'll have one letting manager move, lettings negotiator move, and then they'll just go out to the job market and find someone else, just come in and replace those properties. Would there ever be a situation where basically, you know, that neg can't take their properties with them, can they?
No, from our perspective. So the idea was because we were the only company doing that particular, I guess, percentage share, it was like if you went out to another agency, you would basically drop down to your award. You could never, ever earn any more. So the harder you worked, it wouldn't have mattered because it would have been incentivized to basically do as minimal things as possible. Whereas we got to really choose how much money we actually earned as a property manager.
Okay, so up to 100 properties, you were, and then after 100 properties, anything you earned, you got what, a third of the extra fee?
It was 30% of the rent we collected in our portfolio.
So that's 30% of the fee?
30% of the management fee, yes.
You see, in the UK, most lettings negotiators are paid on average 18 to early 20s. This is London excluded. So 17, 18, 19, 20 grand. And will be paid, if they're frontline, because in the UK, the job's split between frontline people whose job is to get the tenants in and arrange the viewings, and the people at the back is the other property managers whose job is just to basically look after the ones that are in. The ones on the front will probably be paid 20, 30 quid per move-in. That's it. And the ones at the back probably won't have any commission at all. So there's no incentive to bring new clients in. It's almost, if you think about it, we are, because let's be honest, getting landlords is the lifeblood of an agency, isn't it?
Right. And so every time Milton or another property manager put on a new management, it was roughly worth whatever the week's rent to them they'd earn annually. So if he put on a $500 a week property, he's like increased his pay $500 a year. Now, if he put 10 on in a month, he's just got a $5,000 pay rise. So he could go home and tell his partner, I put on 10 this month and I've just increased my pay by $5,000. So he got to choose, and therefore they accepted he was working late nights, he was going around working hard, because every single property put on was a direct result of increasing his income.
Exactly.
But he still needed to maintain them, because if they didn't pay the rent or he put a bad tenant in, there was no management fees paid and he didn't get paid. So his interests were directly aligned to what the owner wanted. The owner wanted high rent, wanted a good tenant, and lower arrears.
Could you have a situation where could you give that person some admin just so they could give them a bit of extra support, or would that be Milton's job to hire some admin?
So the portfolio manager in our office was solely responsible for the entire portfolio. So that even included the letting, okay? But Milton could either show the property himself or he could use the letting person to do it. And because if it was vacant, he wasn't getting paid. Now, he also had to check all the end-of-month statements that would be produced by the trust account people or admins and go through. But if your answer is that Hamish, one of our team, got well into the 200s, so he actually put on a part-time person to help him do all his lease renewals and schedule some of his paperwork. So he spent more time as being the surgeon and less being sort of the nurse. And so
because he was being paid so much.
We basically treated it as our own business with the support of pro rentals.
Well, it's almost a self-employed agency, but with the protection of on the run-up to 100, you're still being paid.
The guarantee.
You see, this is unheard of in the UK. You see, there's no incentive for letting agents to bring landlords in because they only get paid on move-ins.
And I tried that for a few years and it didn't work. And I had to come up with a system how else we were going to get from our numbers to where we're going to get to. Exactly. So we developed the system. I needed the process.
Yeah, Kimberly was incentivized to basically have vacant property with nothing to do at her basic salary.
Yeah. It was in her interest to go home early and come to work late.
So there's almost a different mindset to being a letting agent in Australia compared to Britain.
I think that, again, when we came up with the idea, it was unique and novel. It's now 10 years later. We just had an event on the weekend. Three of the presenters got up and spoke about what happened when they put that system into their business and how massive impact. But they never paid 30%. Most of them pay about 20 or 22%. Mm. The reason being is I picked the numbers out of the air, and it was probably a little bit high. But the great thing in the power of hindsight, you can look at it. So there are some calculators everyone can have access to that will give you the link, which they can put in their numbers and work out what percentage they should pay people. But generally, most people now pay between around 20% to in the high sort of.
If there are any letting agents, directors, or bosses that want to pick your brains on this, or for you to send them some information, how do people contact you? Yeah. I'm assuming that you're happy to give this info.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. Because okay. The great thing, there's a position description here that we're very welcome to pass on to your contacts, okay. Which is the whole nuts and bolts. It's got all the KPIs, such things also that when you're on holidays, half your pay goes to the person who covers you, and however when you cover the other person, you get half their pay. Also, if they happen to make a mistake or an error, they'd have to then contribute 30% towards fixing that mistake.
Look, you've got some great stuff here. You're prepared.
Yes.
This is a 22-page document. You're prepared if someone sends who should they email?
Just get in touch with me.
Okay, so look at the camera and tell people what your email address is. And
yep, so get in touch with me. It's milton@inspectrealestate.co.uk, so milton@inspectrealestate.co.uk, and we'll send that information across to you.
Okay, and you promise you won't give them any hard sell?
No. We're here to help.
So if you email that, you'll send them this document, basically you can get more proactive lettings people to work for you.
Yes, the other thing is also the system of how we did it, and this is interesting because Milton went through this, is that everybody got offered a week's paid work experience to come join our team. So rather than just a one-off interview, you would then, and Milton did this as well, but what the bit he didn't know till years later is that everyone in the office got to vote whether that person stayed on or left. Because what you're doing is you're bringing another person into the team, and I want you to manage the properties really well, because if you manage them well, that will then flow throughout. Okay.
Yep. So there was white balls or black balls then? There you go. If you get one no, does that mean they can't come join?
Oh, the other one is a John West ad, the fish you needed to reject. Yes, the salmon. Yes, that's what we would say. They're a Chinook, would be the word that would go around the office.
Good stuff. Yep. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That is the magic sauce, that document. Mm.
It fosters people to stay where they are.
And it's taken even the Australian agents 10 years before they've really got and embraced it, but now the rewards and that they're really getting it now.